I know what you want from us. It's more Let's Get Local Talk here with Sue Peck. Of course, that's why you're here tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Glad to be here with you each and every week and looking forward to another year of this program on Devil Radio. Again, a big thanks to Sue and Evolution Financial for sponsoring the show and being a team member here of Devil Radio. We really appreciate that. Okay, Sue, it is now as we move on, the second half of the show I really wanted to get into, it's secret time. It's secret time to tell, well, really, it's just kind of a time to talk about your journey, your story, and the things you learned as a small business owner, because I think it's really cool to share that. I'm glad you're willing to share it, because now this is, what, a little over 4 years ago, you decided to step out and create your own business. Took definitely some bravery to do that, right? So for people who are looking to do that or starting to do that and struggling to do that, I wanted to hear more about your experience. So what was that like for you to make that step, to take that step?
Yeah, so first off, it is scary. And one of the things that I heard when I first started, I was listening to some podcast, as I do. So I was listening to some podcast, and they were talking about how if you're ever scared of doing something, instead of talking about as being scary, replace the word scared with excited. And so I kept telling people that I was excited out of my mind to be starting my own business. And it really does help, you know, because you start to change your own mindset. But I had a lot of the imposter syndrome, you know, so I'm going through, I'm doing my job at my last company, and I'm sitting there thinking, am I going to be able to do this? Am I really smart enough to be able to do this? You know, I didn't start being a financial advisor until a little bit later on in my life. Who am I to be leaving and doing this thing? And it took a long time too after I started. I started from scratch. I didn't take any of my clients with me, so I started from zero. And the first few months was a lot of, you know, here's all the words that other people were saying at my last company, and this is what I say when people come in and they want to meet with me, and I'm going to say all of those things. And then people would leave and I wouldn't hear from them. And I would sit there and think, what's going on here? And I realized that I was not sounding like myself. And it took me a long time to figure out what my voice sounded like, partly because I had turned into a person who works at this other company, you know, and this is what you sound like when you work at this other company. And I always kind of knew that I did, had a different voice in there, but I didn't know what that was. And so it took me forever to figure out, you know, maybe 6 months to figure out who I was and what I was supposed to say in meetings. And as soon as I started doing that, people started liking me. People started realizing that I'm a person that they want to work with. And it was such a neat experience. And it was so self-affirming, too, to be like, okay, so who I am is a person that people want to work with. And that just felt amazing. And it turned around and I started, you know, providing the really good client service that I wanted to provide because I was now being myself. So even the first step in starting your own business might just be to figure out who you are first. And you might think you know who that is, but it takes some time still. Even after you break out, then you start realizing, oh, this is who I am. This is what I sound like. This is what I look like. This is what I do. And it's a really neat and freeing experience.
Not to plug my own business here, but that's one of the things I want to do to help people. And that's why I named my side company At Your Core Communications, because that's the first step in success, is identifying, you know, what you are at your core and then making sure that that's what's coming across. And you're just being true to that in everything you do. And then to me, that philosophy then makes everything easier. That makes everything easier because you're not trying to remember what were my talking points or what was I supposed to say or what was all of that. It's all coming from a genuine place. You're having conversations with people, and it's freeing, but also it's freeing you to success.
Absolutely. It's a lot less stressful to be able to talk like yourself and to be able to say the words that you would say rather than try and remember. It's like how, you know, parents talk about how you shouldn't lie because then you have to remember what you said. You know, if you're going to be talking to people, just be yourself, and then you don't have to figure out what you're supposed to say.
That's a good point. It also is a great topic for and a great approach to job interviews. Just a heads up, you know, to sit here and cram for what are they going to ask me, preparing an answer, just represent your best self is kind of my approach. Anyway, back to you, Sue. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. What I also want to say and ask about is, you know, you kind of talked about that challenge. What were some of the other early challenges in the journey for you?
Yeah, remembering that growth doesn't come in a straight line. So, you know, I remember doing my taxes the first year and thinking about the fact that I had brought in one client at this point. And so, you know, I'm doing my business taxes and my accountant is looking at me and I'm like, yeah, I made that little amount of money. And I had a lot more expenses than that. And there are so many different organizations that I'm a part of that have done research on what a business looks like in their first year, in their second year, in their third year. And you look at that and say, okay, so it's like a hockey stick, right? Like that's what everybody talks about. It's going to be like a hockey stick. It's going to be slow, 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 and then it's going to start to take off. It doesn't happen in a straight line. You know, and it doesn't happen like a hockey stick. There are going to be good days. There are going to be bad days. I had days where I was dancing around, literally dancing around in my office in the morning because something good happened. And by the afternoon, I wanted to crawl under my desk and, you know, just roll into the fetal position and cry because of something else. And how on earth was this ever going to work? And then the next day, this is going to be amazing. So it doesn't come in a straight line. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to be in the depths of despair. And then the next minute, you're going to be dancing. And it's a really big emotional roller coaster. And that is hard.
Yeah, it's got to be, especially when I think, too, you talked about it, stepping out, how much bravery that must take. That's what I believe it must take to basically say, leave something safe and take on a whole new venture. And you... It's all on that. It's all your financial success and then everything else that kind of stems off of that, the money you need to support your life, people in your life, all of that. That's all on you now. That's a whole different level of responsibility and pressure, I think. But
right. And I put together what I referred to as, I used to refer to them as the sad spreadsheet, which is, you know, this is what the next 6 years of our life looks like because, you know, I'm going to take this income that I'm making and I'm going to make it go away and I'm going to start over. And so it was, where are we going to save so we can make sure that we can get the bills paid for the next couple of years? So then hopefully in year three, we won't have to worry about how to get the bills paid. And maybe in year four, we can start talking about, well, maybe we can start saving again. And as a financial advisor, to not save for a couple of years is really, really painful. You know, because I'm telling all of these other people, you know, I'm telling my clients, you need to be saving in your 401k, you need to be saving in your IRA or your Roth IRA. And here I am, not saving anything and just crossing my fingers and working my butt off to try and make it happen that I can start to save things again. You know, I can start to save money again. So it's really tough to remember that it doesn't happen in a straight line. You're going to be all over the place. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be hard. But you just got to keep pushing through.
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner and founder of Evolution Financial. Again, you can find out more about her at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue is also a Dane by Local member as well and actively involved, like she said, in the Northside Business Association, among other groups that she supports. Sue, what about some of the resources and partnerships that you have found to help you as a new business owner and small business owner? What were some of those resources and people you've worked with, and how did you find them? You know, I think that's something like for a new business. Okay, how do you find the ones to connect with you that fit that will then also help kind of propel you forward?
Yeah. So when I first started, actually before I first started, I was looking for office space, and so I was looking at different places on the North Side. Being the president of I wasn't the president of the North Side Business Association at the time. I was the vice president at the time. But being a part of the North Side Business Association, I wanted to make sure that my office was on the North Side. I lucked out there in that I, you know, called the phone number that was associated with the building that I was thinking about being involved in, and I got Kent Yan from Plato Real Estate. And he was super helpful in helping me find the space that I wanted to have, helping me personalize the space that I wanted to have. But not only that, it was Kent that started bringing me into Dane by Local events. You know, he's like, you're starting a business, you should come to this expo that we're having. And so I went to the expo, and at that point, I still worked at my old company. And so I was telling him and, you know, anybody around me, I'm like, please don't say what I'm doing. I'm just kind of walking around and meeting people. But I met a lot of people at that Dane by Local Expo. And I started kind of putting together an internal list. You know, who am I going to need? Who am I going to want to reach out to? Who am I going to want to support? And so then Dane by Local started being a really big part of my business. On top of that, I have the local part of the Freelancers Union that I've been a part of, and they have been incredibly helpful. And so through the Freelancers Union and through Dane by Local, I got connected to Busy Busy. I reached out to them to have them do my website. And so there have been a lot of resources, both locally and, you know, nationally. I'm involved in an organization called the XY Planning Network, where, you know, I do get a lot of the research about, you know, what years 1 through 5, 6 are going to look like, as well as, you know, what's out there as far as software and things like that for financial advisors. But you really do have to lean on all of these resources that are out there.
It's a good tip as well. Even though sometimes you can feel like you're alone, you're not alone, and you probably can't make it alone.
Absolutely. Oh, and I should also point out there are a number of financial advisors locally that I do get together with on a regular basis. And we talk, we do Zoom calls, we do in-person meetups now if we can. And that was one of the things that also changed for me when I left my last job and started being off on my own, is realizing that every other financial advisor out there isn't necessarily competition. We all have our strengths. And so if somebody comes to me and I realize that they would be a better fit for another local financial advisor, I'm going to refer them to the other local financial advisor, because I know that this financial advisor specializes in something that I might not specialize in. And we can all learn from each other, and we can all make sure that the clients that we have are the best clients for us and we're the best advisor for them. So I also have just a core group of local financial advisors that are part of my support group and part of my group that I want to move forward with.
That type of good service we'll talk more about when we get back. We'll catch you for the last segment here of Let's Get Local.
Please.